Join Jim Bob Morris at El Bandito Yankee Tequila as we break out the Bandito and hit the road to the Hula Bowl. We're highlighting America's great college athletes, iconic NFL coaches, and all the people setting the stage for football's premier All-Star Game in Orlando, Florida. The action is on the football field January 15th, and the El Bandito Yankee Road to the Hula Bowl starts right here on WGNRadio.com.
WGN, the El Bandito Yankee Road to the Hula Bowl, live here in Orlando, continuing our conversation with the athletic director for UCF, the host school for it, the one and only Terry Mahajer. Terry, welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be here.
Now, let's talk a little bit about UCF. You've been here about a year, and this is a university for sports fans out there and listeners. They think of it like nowadays, it is a sports powerhouse. Maybe 5-10 years ago, it didn't have that definition. And talk a little bit about your kind of role here as UCF has become one of those main teams in sports.
Well, there's a lot of great tributes to a lot of former student athletes and coaches and administrators and university leadership that helped build this, and a lot of donors as well. And, you know, everybody's had a hand in building this program. But what makes this place so great is the love for the school. You think about this, we're a young school. We have 350,000 living alumni. That's 85% of our alumni are still living. And the average age of our alumni is 36. Now, when you start looking at some of these other schools around the country, it's 55, 60, and we're getting younger every year because we're graduating 16 to 17,000 students a year. So we're not only do we have a young, passionate fan base, they're very social media savvy, yeah, and they have a lot of fan engagement. And, you know, as we look out this window right now, you're looking straight at Cape Canaveral. That's where you see the rockets launch. This university was started for NASA. NASA started this university. As of today, right now, 30% of NASA's employees are UCF grads.
Whoa.
Isn't that pretty cool?
The history of it may not be the longest history in the world, but it is a great history, and you're writing a brand new and bright future for it too, especially on the athletic side. Talk a little bit about the excitement, maybe just the anticipation, maybe the challenges, or some of the goals you have joining the Big 12.
Well, you know, it's going to be a very competitive conference, and, you know, we've got a lot of work to do. I've got a big transition cost, facilities, operating capital, maintenance, and we're going down three parallel tracks. And we know when we made that decision to, when we chose and we got the invite to go, that it was going to be, you know, a significant undertaking financially, but it's something that we couldn't resist. And it is obviously, it's also just paying homage to all the outstanding work people have been doing here for, I guess, a relatively short period of time. Because if you think about it, we're playing against schools in the Big 12 now that have been playing for 100 years,
yes,
over 100 years. They've been playing since the 1800s. I mean, I have a degree from the University of Kansas, and I think they started playing football like in the late 1800s. and we started playing in 1979.
You talk about the Big 12. There will be players representing every single one of those schools here. And talk about it. The Bounce House got a chance to check out the facility here. It is a beautiful place, and you know that's going to come through on CBS Sports for the game. For you guys, outside of being a gracious host, right, in the area and people enjoying it, what does UCF hope to realize from this? You're going to be on display across the country, you know, and I think maybe is it more students? Is it more awareness?
I think what it will help participants across the country want to do, the whole idea is want them to get to here for postseason, for after their playing career is finished, that this is where they want to be. We, like I said, we want to compete with the best All-Star games in the country. And I'm talking about Senior Bowl, East-West Shrine, all those. We want to surpass them. That is the goal. And if you don't articulate your goals publicly, then why have them, right? So let's articulate our goals, what we want to be, and then drive ourselves to get to that. And, you know, we have to still run an athletics department, but that's why we can't get ourselves, we focused on one ancillary event. You know, if we ever have a concert in the stadium or something like that, those are some one-offs. But as we can realize, this could be an annual event, and we are the host institution of this soon-to-be very prestigious event. And it's obviously been running for a long time. And so we really believe we can do that.
We're describing it as college football's premier all-star game. Yeah. You mentioned the university's connection with the area, with the students, with the community, right? And I think, and we, a lot of people looking at this, and of course it took a pandemic and Aloha Stadium coming apart in order to bring that here. We talked a little bit about off the air with this. How does that happen? I think there'd be a million places around the country that would love to host this game. I'm not sure any better than Orlando. How did it happen?
Well, I think the leadership of the bowl has some political connections here in the state. And that's how usually it starts, is people start attracting. And I think there was a line to get involved in this process. And when I had one meeting with Nick, I said, I want it. I want it now. And I don't want it to go away. And we made it happen. We gave him a good offer. And I think they accepted it. And that's how it was, that simple. When I told him, I want it here. And a little bit of it's personal, because I've been an AD for a long time, and I've seen some other bowls not take some of the players, and I think that maybe should have taken. So now I want to make this a much better bowl all-star game than what's been in the past.
It's again about connections. You mentioned the connection with the university of the area, and to have so many all-stars, people from around the country watching their favorite players. Your favorite player, the favorite player of UCF, Mackenzie Milton, is starring in this game. Talk a little bit about that. His last game to be here, a home game, right? But in that big stage.
Well, it's very fitting after having his catastrophic injury and making way for the young quarterback that we had here, and then going off to Florida State, and then being able to finish his very last collegiate participation in his stadium that he really helped build is nothing short of beautiful. And I will tell you this, the other thing too about this location that's really important, when you start looking at all the teams that come to Florida, all the schools that come to Florida to recruit, and to think, because it's not easy for families to get to college all-star games, the fact that you would go to the Big Ten and the Big 12 and the SEC and the ACC and the Sun Belt and this in the Conference USA and all these different leagues, the 10 FBS and some of the FCS schools, to bring them back to Florida to play in front of their families should also be a consideration as we move forward, because there's enough players out there to be an outstanding event just by family and loved ones that live in the region.
It's great opportunities. Opportunities for fans to watch it nationally on television. Opportunities for those players, right, to go to that next level in the NFL. And a great opportunity to showcase UCF and everything, Terry, that you guys are doing here. So congratulations. Good luck for the game. We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for the El Bandito Yankee Road to the Hula Bowl. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Glad to be here. And let's have a great event.